This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's the DJV Health Program. This week, as in every week, 52 weeks of the year, we have Dr. Ken Kronhaus to visit with us for an hour, talking about the latest from the research that he has done and research that's appeared in a lot of the journals of medicine, so that you will know what research may affect you and your health and well-being. Ken is from Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. Happy to have you here. My dear friend, Ken is my dear friend, and one of the things that has happened over the years on the various radio programs that I've done is that I have come to the decision if I want to spend time with somebody on the air, it's got to be somebody I like. Otherwise, why would you do it? In a sense, well, people would say, well, because there's important information to be discussed. Yeah, you can do that, but I think it's more important to have a great relationship with people. I trust Ken with my life, literally. And so I think you can get from that the idea that what he is posting and what he's saying is what I believe. I mean, we disagree on some things, but it's okay. He got me around to getting flu shots this year, which was a major accomplishment. So at any rate, let's get into I hope we're not going to spend too much time. There's so many other things going on. I think COVID, I just feel COVID. And I've said this on the air on the Good Day Health, on the regular Good Day show. I mean, the regular DJV show. I just feel like the public feels like it's not over, but the tension is gone. The only real focus, it seems, on COVID that is outrageous, and a lot of the influences, a lot of the way influencers have discussed this have been pretty outrageous. But regarding the Chinese Olympics and what's gone on over there, I think that the discussions of what, how people are being protected there, and how the Chinese government in general is just handling the situation, been pretty good discussion focus. But other than that, here's some information, though. Let's do a couple of these, Ken, anyway, before we go on to some other stuff. The unvaccinated, the numbers when it comes to risk for infection and hospitalization. This is something, I don't know that this is new. We've been beating the drum on this for a long time. But is there something different in terms of the info that comes from, again, the influencers?
Well, it's not much different, and thank you for the very nice introduction, by the way. I feel the same way. But anyway, the CDC reported this week over a 20 times more likely that you'll stay out of the hospital, not die from Omicron if you've been vaccinated, and what they consider vaccination is getting two of either Pfizer or Moderna in your local backyard.
Yeah.
And you don't even have to be boosted, although some of us should be. And that's some good news. And the important thing is we probably all know a few people who've been even boosted and still have gotten Omicron. So it doesn't prevent you from getting the illness. The clear fact is it prevents you from getting the severe disease, which in a big way, which is the one that gets you into the hospital. We probably know a few people who have been, but it's pretty rare to be admitted into the hospital. A few in 100,000 if you've been
But the naysayers, though, twisted around. I don't know. I mean, I have these conversations with Jack Stockwell all the time, who said that the numbers that we're getting are just not accurate. How many people are dying. And he does bring some credibility into the discussion. Remember, we talked about this, and I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but I think that what confuses people, certainly the Center for Disease Confusion, as I've called them, have with the awarding, if that's the right word, of a bounty during the whole COVID crisis. Hospitals are getting $2,000 a head for all the people who died of COVID, so they cooked the bucks.
In all due respect to Jack doesn't spend any time in the intensive care units. and or with critically ill people or with people who've had severe COVID much. And, you know, you talk to any of the docs who work in any of the intensive care units, and they'll tell you things are dramatically different. And if you don't believe the statistics, you know, maybe part of this, part of the people dying are people who've entered the hospital with COVID, because right now it's so prevalent, and had something else. But nevertheless, something's going on right now. Look around. Everybody knows somebody who died unexpectedly who shouldn't have died in the last 2 years. Something is definitely going on.
Oh, yeah.
In all due respect to Jack, you know, if he doesn't want to be vaccinated, I don't want to get into the debate because about two-thirds of the population are vaccinated. I don't think we're going to convince any – let me just say, I don't think we're going to convince any more people to get vaccinated at this point. People are locked in.
Done.
The debate doesn't do anyone any good. What we should be doing right now is getting more monoclonal antibodies. That we should be working on therapeutics right now because the vaccination is done. Two-thirds of the population are going to get it. The other third is not, and we're not making any progress.
And the mask mandates don't
hold.
Right. Most of the people that I know who work in the public sector acknowledge I have in my community, they have just announced that they had a mask mandate for a while, but it's over this month.
What we need to be focusing on is therapeutics. The monoclonal antibody from Glaxo that is specific for Omicron, and also Pfizer has this great drug, but try to get it, where if you take it in the first 5 days while the vaccine is still replicating in your body, while the virus is still replicating in your body but hasn't yet infected the cells, it's very effective, 95% prevention at getting you into the hospital or dying. But try to get that drug. Try to get the Glaxo monoclonal antibody. The things that we really need right now, and even testing to find out who really needs all this. Because ideally what should be happening is you get symptoms, you get tested, and then you get Pfizer's pill. And that's what should be happening right now. But try to get the test or the pill. You can't get any of
this. So this is where government falls down, kind of like they did before when there weren't enough when COVID first got started. We have government for this kind of reason, and they always fall down.
It's very frustrating as a physician when your patients are calling you every day with symptoms, and then you tell them to go get tested. They can't find them.
Yeah.
The person who does get tested and is positive, you want to get them therapeutic, and you can't find it. It's very frustrating.
It's outrageous. And this is what we're paying for. The country's $30 trillion in debt. Almost $7 trillion of that is because of COVID, and yet we can't get stuff that the trillions of dollars ought to have been able to buy.
And if you look at it, it's going to be available, and Omicron's going to be gone.
So who needs it?
Omicron will probably.
Yeah, Omicron's gone now for the most part.
Well, it's not. It's not from several cities, but it's clearly not gone from the country. It's not going to be gone till the end of March, beginning of April, hopefully. You know, predicting the people who have been very bad. No one's been good at predicting COVID-19. So, you know, don't ask me to predict because no one in the world has predicted. Who would have predicted there'd be four waves of 2 years ago, January 2020? Who would have predicted there would have been four waves of COVID-19, three important variants, and 2 years plus later we're still dealing with this? Nobody predicted that. No one in the whole world. So COVID-19 has, you know, the people who've gotten in trouble in medicine have been the ones who try to predict COVID-19. So it's really hard to predict, but we're hoping that by the end of March, we can really look at this in the rearview mirror. That's what I'm hoping. Am I predicting it? I'm going to hold off because no one has been predicting this.
All right, I'll predict it. Anyway, the Omicron COVID hospitalization rates, as Ken is suggesting, higher for unvaccinated people, and that's just it. You got the booster, you got the shots, you're not going to go to the hospital. It's just that's the way the numbers shake out, you're not finding that well. There are all kinds of studies being conducted by the CDC, but should we believe them or not? That's why I call them a Center for Disease Confusion. I just think that it's more
isn't
important
that sad
to look
at. That, isn't that sad that there's so much
again,
skepticism?
Government not sad? At work. Yeah.
It's really sad that there's so much skepticism among people and smart people. Look at Doug. Doug is so skeptical of all this. And it's sad that there's so much skepticism.
I think why this matters, though, Ken, this study examined the data mostly from L.A. County. The incidence and hospitalization rates during the Omicron wave were consistently highest for those people who are unvaccinated, period. That's the end of it. That's the beginning and the end. The study underlined the staying up to date with coronavirus vaccinations. That can decrease the likelihood of infection. But then there's the thing that we've been talking about the last couple of weeks about people who were unvaccinated, who got the disease, and who now are better off because they have the antibodies. They're healthier They're more likely to not give any kind of COVID because the antibodies are better than the shots, right?
That's kind of what we're natural immunity.
Yeah.
I'm not recommending that you go and get COVID because there are issues with some people will get long haul symptoms and some people won't get a mild case. But if in fact you do get infected and have natural immunity is stronger than the immunity that you get from the vaccine. And I can tell you tons of stories of people exposed in the same situations. And the person who had the natural immunity didn't get infected, and everybody who had the vaccine did get infected. I've heard tons. I've heard many of these stories.
I've heard them too lately.
So I have those personal experiences from patients telling me about these episodes, but I also see some good studies showing that natural immunity is some good studies coming out that are going to be reported again this week from Johns Hopkins about showing how effective.
See, I think they've done the best job here nationally. Here's the quote from the CDC study, quote, ongoing COVID-19 surveillance with data linkages to vaccination are critical for monitoring vaccine effectiveness and increased protection from boosters, particularly during the Omicron predominant period. Okay, so take that and run with it. We'll continue with Dr. Ken, one or two more items on COVID, and then we'll move on.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. So good, you gotta try it. With Straight Talk, you can get our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month. Now with unlimited high-speed data, plus 5 gigabytes hotspot data, and no contract, with nationwide 5G on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot for your data when you can get unlimited for a whole lot less? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at Straight Talk.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Past the hour. This is the DJV Health Program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology, Mount Dora, Florida. Lots of people, as Ken was suggesting, his patients coming in to ask him important questions about COVID. It certainly does affect Ken as a cardiologist because it affects a lot of people who have heart problems.
They're calling on the phone.
Yeah, they're getting on in on the phone. You can call Ken on the phone, 352-735-1400 for an appointment either in the office or on the Zoom, the teleconference, 352-735-1400. I feel like more and more people are getting away from that because they don't like it to begin with. They want to get back to the personal touch. There's nothing more necessary, I think, and that's why I put off at Ken's suggestion, or actually his insistence, that I not come visit him in January because of COVID. So I'll go see him in his office in March. And a lot of people, not only me, I talk about on the air, but people call the office and they do just that. Ken's bedside manner, his knowledge, his integrity, all of those things are great reasons for a visit. So you can help yourself. I give you this number as a public service, 352-735-1400. That's the number. Okay. So I'm going to, the local, I'm in Framingham, Massachusetts, lived here all my life. I just noticed on the local blog that 45% of Framingham Public School students have had the vaccines. This is all ages from 5 up. So at this point, we have said, I think just a few minutes ago, we said maybe it's time that we not put the emphasis on this. People who have gotten the shots have gotten them, and so if you get sick with it, it just is going to do its thing. Pretty much at this point, we're not saying don't get vaccinated, but we're sort of suggesting, or at least I'm hearing, that it doesn't make as much difference as it did before. Is that accurate?
Well, no, I don't know if it, I wouldn't agree with that. That's not quite what I said. In my own opinion, and I don't want to get into the debate, you should get vaccinated, you shouldn't. I mean, for me, and you have to make this decision on an individual basis, for me, I am more concerned about the virus than I am the vaccine, and for me, I'm triple vaccinated.
Right.
And,
me too.
And that's a decision you need to make for each person individually, the risk of getting the vaccine versus the risk of not getting it. And what I was saying is I think at this point, everybody's heard about it. Everybody knows these issues about the vaccine. And you're not going to convince any more people by whatever you say, you're just going to get into these annoying discussions that are going to stress everybody out, and it doesn't do anyone any good. And we've gotten to about, in the national level, in the low 60% of the population fully vaccinated. Mm. And so I think we've gotten everybody vaccinated who is going to be willing to be vaccinated. So the point I was making is now is the time to move to these very effective therapeutics. So if you do have symptoms, you should be able to be tested. Mm-hmm. If you're positive, you should be able to get therapeutics. And we're just not there.
No.
These products are not yet available, and it's frustrating to any physician out there trying to get their patients treated.
The Johns Hopkins study that suggests that the lockdowns had little or no public health impact, I could have told you that.
You drove out of early in 2020, you drove out of California very frustrated, and I learned some new four-letter words as you were leaving. This is going to be a very controversial study, but it comes out of the impeccable Johns Hopkins University. It's what's called a meta study, where they reviewed multiple studies that have come out on COVID-19. And this was published this week in Studies in Applied Economics. And their conclusion is that in terms of public safety, saving lives, had a minimal effect, the lockdown. But in terms of wrecking people's lives, it had a huge effect. So this is going to become quite a discussion, as it just came out. And, oh, my gosh, get out of the way when this thing gets debated.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with Doug Steffen.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Winter Olympics underway in China, but Senator Marco Rubio is tuning those games out, he says. Posting a message on Twitter, the Florida Republican says he wishes nothing but the best for all the Americans competing in Beijing, but he won't watch, follow, or celebrate any Olympics hosted by a totalitarian communist regime.
We shouldn't allow people to monetize an Olympics being hosted by a genocidal communist government that, by the way, is also trying to dismantle the U.S.'s place in the world, targeting our industries, our jobs, our supply chains, all across the board.
Delta Airlines is asking for the feds to help with unruly passengers. The CEO sending a letter to the Department of Justice saying put unruly passengers on the national no-fly list.
and you're listening to USA Radio News. Celebrity attorney Michael Avenatti is facing decades behind bars now after he was found guilty yesterday of cheating his former client, former porn star Stormy Daniels, out of $300,000, money part of her book proceeds. A tale of survival and a heroic rescue in California's snow-covered Sierra County a couple of days ago. Words come that two people and a dog had been trapped in a cabin by snow and fallen trees since the 6th of December. Finally, as their supplies had run out, they hiked in snow about 3 feet deep to a spot where they finally got a cell phone signal and made a call to the California Highway Patrol, which quickly sent a helicopter, and among those aboard was paramedic Brandon Hallam.
First, they were very surprised to see a helicopter there. Secondly, I think they were surprised to see one so soon after making the call, because it wasn't very long from the time of call until we got there.
Hallam speaking there on Fox affiliate KTVU News. The couple and the dog said to be doing okay, and this is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Second half hour here of DGB Health this weekend. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I want to, it's interesting to look at the stories you were talking about, how people can save themselves with these pills after, if they have COVID, what they're going to be, even though they aren't around, you can't get them yet, it would seem. But it was interesting to note this week that Pfizer has become the most likable corporation in America. I don't know if you saw this in the Wall Street Journal or not.
No.
And they haven't been the most likable since they invented Viagra. Which I thought was, or they started producing, they didn't invent it, but they, I don't know, maybe they did. Somebody in their lab may have invented it. It just is very interesting how, you know, what public perception is all about, really, isn't it? I mean, think about it. They're the most popular. Did they develop it? Yeah, they developed it. Why not the other company?
Moderna?
Moderna, yeah. Why aren't they as popular as Pfizer?
Well, Pfizer was first, and people, you know, have heard of Pfizer not very well, but in the background in the past, Moderna's a new company. And, you know, you always get credit, it seems like, in pharmacology for being the first one out of the block.
Yeah.
And they got the first drug, the first vaccine approved, and I think that not everybody, but a lot of people credit them for saving their lives. And so there is a lot of gratitude. And Pfizer, it's not as well known, has this oral drug, and that's going to have a huge impact. If it becomes available, it will have a huge impact.
All right, I want to lay something on you that I discovered during one of the other programs I do, the American Family Farmer Show, which is heard on a lot of these same stations that carry this program and the DJV program. We had a focus this week on food, and we always are talking about family food and farm on the American Family Farmer, but the focus this week was from a farmer who owns a cattle company out in Nebraska. And we were talking about the common sense approach to food, how it's grown, what we're putting in our bodies. And one of the things that came out of the discussion was the focus on our lifeline. You know, it used to be a couple, 3 years ago before COVID, it was like 78.7 or something like that years. And then it's dropped off. a year plus. A lot of people are attributing that to COVID, and I think that's pretty accurate. But the other thing that's in here that this fellow pointed out, Del Fike is his name from the Fike Cattle Company, was that people are dying because they are not nutritioned well enough. The food that we are eating comes from land that is dying. And the common sense approach to regenerate the agricultural interests of our country so we can get back to healthy foods comes after we get rid of all the chemicals that are killing the soil. And what I remembered in the conversation, and I dropped this on you just informationally for you and the people listening to the program, remember back those of you who were around, I was born right after World War II, you not long after that, and the business of pesticides, which had never existed before, began to develop. And then they, big time after the Vietnam War, the construct of Roundup, the things that Monsanto was selling, the chemical products that have depleted our soil. Remember, the things that came out of the Vietnam War and World War II to a lesser extent, these chemicals, Agent Orange, for example, kill all the foliage, kill people. This is the main ingredient, the underlying ingredient to Roundup. So how is it that we, and remember that the parent company of Roundup is Bayer, and they developed the gas that killed all the Jews in the prisons during World War II. They changed their name, obviously, but they're the company that developed the gases. So all these gases, all these chemicals, and they've been sold big time to farmers and agricultural interests, and putting that, applying that stuff to the soil, yeah, it got rid of the weeds, and it helped the growth, if you will, of the plant, but the soil is being depleted so that it's like clay now. And so we've killed the soil using all this crap, and therefore we are, because of it, the quality of food isn't as good, and that's contributing to our shortened lifespan. That's what this guy suggested, and I agree with him. What do you think?
Well, there certainly is a correlation here, and whether it's cause and effect, that's where you need to get a good study and figure it out. But certainly, there's certainly a correlation, but, you know, as we know as good scientists, correlation doesn't necessarily mean cause and effect.
Well, two and two is still four, though, Ken. You still do the math. Two and two is four. I think there's a lot to be said here. And this, and somebody who's interested in health as I am and the farm, you look at, I mean, I see it every day in soils that have been, that are on my farm.
It sure intuitively seems likely that that is an issue. And certainly, in my own personal life, I do try to get as close to the natural land as I can in what I eat. So, but, you know, you're asking me on the global effect. And that's a big that's a huge statement to make. But certainly, in what I do, my behavior is to eat as close to the natural land as I can.
Yeah, exactly. All right, food for thought, literally and figuratively. We continue. We'll talk about excess weight and what it does to your thinking. And I guess that's a certain intro into Calitrin and how that works, because we don't want to have, for whatever the reason, excess weight. And we all have excess weight, let's face it. During COVID, we put on excess weight. During the holidays, we put on excess weight. We eat bad food. That puts on excess weight. And I'm not saying nah. I mean, I have sort of the same problem, a little bit of a paunch that I get during the holidays. And I went on a little bit of a diet, and then I went on to the cookie diet. After I went on a little bit of the diet, because
made with good soil.
Absolutely. No wheat cookies. That's what I specialize in, no wheat cookies. So if you have a problem keeping weight off after you lose it, you've worked hard already. First month of the year, you had that idea that you were going to lose the weight. That was your resolution, and you worked hard at it. You got the weight down. But now the question is, how do you keep it off? And that's where Calitrin comes in. Calotren. Nothing is better than this all-natural, healthy choice, not only for weight loss, but to keep it off. So why don't you go to toploss.com? That would be my suggestion. And when you are, you've looked around to see how it supports weight loss, see how it works, look at all the various, the way people who have used it have come out smelling like a rose, if you will. Lots of great info. You can even connect with a counselor by going to the website toploss.com. And you can participate in their Get 2020 Fit contest right now. Get fit in 2020. Find out how you can do that. There's a tab at toploss.com. Powerful message here in losing weight and keeping it off. So I guess because it's guaranteed, you have nothing to lose. But the weight and keep it off. Pretty special, right? Go to toploss.com. When you check out, use the DJV code. You won't have to pay for shipping, and you get into this 90-90 special deal. Plus, make sure you participate in the Get Fit contest for 2022. All at toploss.com.
If I'm going to work from my home office, I need my home office to work for me.
It's possible at Staples.
To be most productive, my home office needs to have everything my office has.
Also possible because your local Staples store has the tools your business needs to get work done from home. And right now, you can save up to 40% on select chairs to put the finishing touch on your home office. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 2/26. In-store only while supplies last.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title. I discovered my purpose. I found belonging. An unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. Listen up. As we discussed, we were just talking about losing weight. What is this study that suggests that if you are overweight, it will affect not only your body, but your mind, Ken?
Interesting study in JAMA Network Open this week that people who are over their ideal body weight seem to, their head doesn't work as well as it should. And this is a good study, and it's interesting to think about how this might be happening, but certainly obesity leads to high blood pressure, leads to strokes. The feeling is that people who have excessive weight have more mini strokes, even silent strokes that you don't know about, damaging parts of your brain, and you just don't think as well. And just another good reason to get down to ideal body weight.
All right. So what is the old expression? A word to the wise is sufficient. Sex addictions in men. Why is that something we all know? Well, there's some men that are addicted to sex, some women that are addicted to it. But this is a study about men, right?
This is a study in men about sex addiction. And sex addiction, people who are obsessed with sex and as males and truly obsessed, is more common than we think. It's about 10% of men. And the exciting thing reported in this study, Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism, this week, is that they actually measured a hormone, oxytocin, in these men. And just about all the men that have sex addiction have an elevated oxytocin level. And many of them right now go through cognitive behavioral therapy. And what was noted was those who had effective treatment had lowering of the oxytocin level. Very exciting study, a very reputable medical journal. And the impact of this study is that in the future, we'll probably have a drug where in these 10% of men, we can attack the oxytocin in their systems and give them incredible help. Because if you know, this is beyond just, you know, joking about it. It's a serious problem. You can't function because that's all you're thinking about. And maybe some of the men in the, you know, listening said, boy, I wish I had that problem. But you really don't want this problem.
Well, there's another study I saw this week that refers to women who fake it. and they say they fake it in the bedroom to protect their partner's ego.
Is this new? Yeah, I saw that study. I'm thinking to myself, scratching my head, is this really news? But anyway, yeah. Yes, there was a study in one of the reputable journals demonstrating that our kind women, to spare our overinflated male egos, so often fake it to make us feel good mentally, us guys. And, you know, is this news?
Is it news? Well, we'll have to leave that to the we'll put that into people's imaginations.
You may want to ask your two co-hosts.
I will ask about that
when they're given the truth serum and then ask them the question.
I will. Okay. Loneliness, social isolation. You're a cardiologist. What does that do to your heart?
Very bad. Very unhealthy. This is so important. This was a study published, JAMA Network opened this week in postmenopausal women. But my impression as a cardiologist dealing with these people for decades, for, you know, people helping them prevent heart disease, helping everybody do their best to lower their risk of heart attack and stroke, loneliness, social isolation affects us all in a bad way. It's so unhealthy for the heart. And this was a specific subgroup of postmenopausal women. And getting out with people, this is why COVID-19 isolation is just so bad for the heart. And there's actually a study out, a report out this week from the Cleveland Clinic that 4 in 10 American adults have been affected by their heart since the pandemic started. And a lot of this is due to the changes in our behavior. We're not going to the doctor for prevention. We're not going to the gym to get exercise. We're isolated, and that's not helping our mental health, which is so important for good cardiac prevention, good heart prevention.
Health, so, spirit,
so
mind,
our
body.
Our lifestyles since COVID have been so not healthy to our heart to prevent these problems. And there's been just a dramatic increase in Americans who are having heart issues during this time. So let's get back. Let's rediscover our life in this year. Let's get back to a healthy lifestyle. Let's go and get those preventive checks. And hopefully we can see the end of this.
Dr. Ken Kronos here with Doug Steffen. Up next, Dr. Ken takes your questions. Questions for Dr. Ken on DJV Health.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Nanoleaf are makers of some very cool smart lighting products for your home. And one of the coolest features is getting creative with your lighting designs by combining light panels. And so we asked Jimmy Chu from Nanoleaf to fill us in on their Canvas and Shapes family of Nanoleaf products.
This is our light panel product line. The canvases are squares, whereas the Shapes product line, it's triangles, mini triangles, and hexagons. Mm-hmm. They do, you know, millions of colors. And I guess like one of the most special aspects of them is that they're all modular and they can be pieced together. Right. So you could create like an infinite number of like different designs on your wall. And then whatever design you create, it'll show up on the app the same way. And then you can have these beautiful flows of color choreographed throughout all these panels. And it just looks beautiful.
Check it out for yourself at nanoleaf.me.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Farm and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you will feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use...
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9090. 2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. All right, next question has to do with your specialty of heart disease. Is it true that 4 out of 10 adults that have been affected by heart issues, probably a better question, is that more people since the pandemic? I would think that would be a given. It's almost a duh. Yes?
Yes. Yes. And this was a survey reported this week from Cleveland Clinic. And as I said before, our lifestyle has worsened in terms of what you need to do to live a healthy lifestyle to lower the risk of getting a heart attack or stroke. We're not going to the gym as much. We're staying around and eating and getting obese. We're not connecting socially, and that's creating a lot of mental stress. So all of these lifestyle changes because of COVID has increased heart issues, and very importantly, people are not going to the doctor to get their preventative work done, and this is bad for heart disease. It's bad for cancer prevention. So we have to get back to get our lives back in 2022, get back to that healthy lifestyle, get back and get that preventative work done with your physician so you can lower the risk of cancer, lower the risk of heart disease, and live a long life, and hopefully reconnect with those you love in a healthy way.
Here's another question about the circulation, cardiology. Watching television for 4 hours or more a day, which unfortunately a lot of people do, may increase the risk of getting a blood clot. Why would that be? What's going on? Just because it's inactivity? Why would that
happen? Well, inactivity is a big one, absolutely. And sitting around, you're just getting more obese with what you eat. You're not exercising. And some of the things you watch today on TV can be pretty stressful. So, yeah. You know, get up, get going. Let's get back to eating healthy and exercising. And, you know, exercising is my favorite drug. And I just hope people getting back. Or if you haven't been in an exercise program, talk to the doctor so it's a safe thing to do. And then once the doctor says it's okay, get into it. If you have been in an exercise program and you just are not doing it like you have in the past, just let's pick it up. And if you really want to pick it up, talk to the doctor first.
All right, so we've got about a minute left here. The question has to do with your, not only the physical elements that we were just talking about, but your mental outlook. If you have a brighter outlook, especially as you get older, that seems to help you as well, doesn't it?
You know what helps my mental outlook more than anything else?
Being with me. Well,
that's second, number two. Yeah. But you know what number one is? It's exercise. And when I wasn't in the gym, when they closed the gyms here in Florida in March of 2000 for 3 months, I put on the weight, I got weaker, and most importantly, I could tell my mental status. My sweetness level went down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My positivity went down, and it just helps so much. It's so much more effective than the drugs. Some people, exercise is not enough, but for so many people, it's just enough to just keep you in a sense of positivity. And if there's any mild depression in the background, it's going to stay away. If you haven't been in an exercise program, talk to the doctor, talk to somebody who can teach you how to exercise. That was some of the best time I spent, spending some time with a trainer teaching me how. And it's not somebody you need forever. It's just you need to be taught your way around the gym. And it's the best thing I know you can do for your mental status and keep that sweetness level up, that positivity level up, and make you so effective in your whole life.
Good stuff from Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Questions for Dr. Ken every week at this time on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar chocolate. Visit us at Vine to Bar.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.